Maybe you could tell us about the trip that you made down here and what you were hoping to accomplish and what it's been like.
Last week, Thursday, we left from Grassi at about 10:30, I guess.
Friday?
Yeah. The ride down here was it was fun. But the bus, it was like almost a 30-hour ride for us. So we got to, normally I don't really hang out with these guys. You know, I found out that some of these guys snore. But they're cool. They're cool people. And, I wasn't really, I didn't really think that I was going to be a spokesperson for the youth, but that responsibility was handed to me. I had the choice to accept it or not, and I choose to accept it because I felt I really believed in what I had to say about Abitibi Consolidated and how they were, raping Mother Earth. The trip, we went to the Canadian Native Youth Center. And the hospitality when we got there, it was, I could say, 5-star. they offered us a warm welcome, and it was awesome. At the university,
University of Toronto.
I was overwhelmed by the how they supported us and how much I didn't realize how much support that we had and how the word was being spread around. It was overwhelming, and I was really honored to share my experiences with them on the first day of the blockade. It's been a very spiritual journey for me. We've been at the we just got back from Six Nations, and over there too, we've been spreading the word with the youth. Where for us, the youth, we're just trying to spread the word to other youth, just for them to to open their eyes and try to learn their traditional ways. To walk with their elders and, listen to them, share their ideas with amongst other youth. And, we can make a difference, us youth. If we just share our ideas and, if we listen to our elders and to our parents and, we can really make that change. It's been fun, man. The journey, the whole trip and everything, it was fun. The food was fun. We had always, our stomachs were always kept full. And how friendly the Six Nations people were. Oh man, it was awesome, man. And they do a little bit things different from us, but they were friendly, and I love Six Nations.
The whole trip for me, I guess at the same time, it was fun and boring, but the boring times, I don't really want to talk about that, but the fun, I don't know, the whole trip was, every minute of it was just absolutely fun, met interesting people, and just spreading the word about our major issues that are going down on our own reserve, and I'm still having a good time today, and I think the best time was in Six Nations, and the people are just friendly, and they're really interesting people down there. And they're really they're really proud of us, what we're doing. You know, we're standing up, we're saying something, we're walking in front of our adults and elders. They're watching over us, helping us, protecting us. And that's it.
I was really surprised on how their youth spoke their native tongues, and that just blew me away. I was so touched by how I seen a younger youth than me speak his, give us a, he gave us a prayer for us to have a safe journey, and that we'll accomplish our goals. And oh man, they're the best.
Visiting the Six Nations was a spiritual experience. It touched us too, that they also supported us, and that their hospitality and the food they fed us was the food that we haven't even eaten before too, was good traditional foods. And everywhere we've been around Toronto, like the universities and such as Six Nations, was it gave us a sense of hope. And even it even touched us too, that everybody wanted to hear from us, hear our points of views and our story of what was happening in our traditional news area, and that they wanted to know what we wanted to accomplish this, and that what our message was to the youth. And most of all, Treaty Number 3 was 80% of youth, the population. And that's what we're trying to send out a message to the youth, is because there is a lot of youth around Canada. And I'm not too sure how much youth there is in Canada, but if it's 80% Treaty Number 3, there's got to be a lot more youth out there too. And so we are trying to bring together all the youth to form a unity group to stand for one goal and one voice, because if we come together and stand with each other, we would accomplish so much.
Just think of it, one person as an arrowhead, and as an arrow, and one person can break it, but just think of tens and thousands of arrows together. Now try and break that.